This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Checking in on the Big Show Star Phone today is a Grammy Award winner and a Hall of Fame rock and roll legend, Mike Love from the Beach Boys. Good morning, Mike. Woo.
Good morning, Scott. And it is morning here. It's 3 hours earlier, you know?
Oh, that's right. Wow.
Where are you locked down at, my friend?
I'm quarantined in Lake Tahoe, which is beautiful, actually.
Oh. It's
not a, oh, my God.
Not a bad gig, if you can get it.
I do not feel bad for you. Oh, my
Lake
God.
Lake Tahoe, one of
so
the most
gorgeous.
Beautiful places in the world.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It really is. My routine is my honey-do list and going from the studio to the bedroom to the kitchen. That's my life these days. I used to be a touring musician, but not anymore.
You're touring. It's just a smaller tour, yeah. Right?
Touring the house.
Yes, yes. We've got a very low carbon imprint here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, man. I'm in South Florida, and the highlight of my week is a garbage pickup tomorrow and the recycling. I take it all out. That's my honey-do list.
You don't want to miss that. No, you don't want it to pile up. Anyway, thanks for having me on your show, and we've been on it before, I know, and usually we'd be touring and a little closer by, but yeah, in fact, we did a lot of Florida before all this came down. We might have been in your neighborhood. You never know.
Well, now, I do know you love to tour. You're a workaholic because at a time when a lot of bands have been around as long as the Beach Boys, you know, do like maybe 30 to 50 gigs a year, you guys are still up in the 100-plus ratio.
That's right. We love what we do. We love the audience response. People seem to still come out and want to hear the Beach Boys, multiple generations too, which is really wonderful.
And the music is timeless. It's just amazing. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That was our intention has always been to accentuate the positive, which is the reason I wrote this current song,
the new one,
called
yeah.
"This Too Shall Pass," because I wanted to recognize that we're all going through all the stuff that we're going through, and there are a lot of people out there on the front lines of the pandemic. You know, doctors and nurses working real hard, but you know, eventually we'll get back to having fun in the sun.
Yes.
Yes. I like the way you work the titles in there, Mike. Very
right.
Sneaky. The new song,
well,
"This Too Shall Pass," it features John Stamos on the drums, and all the royalties from the song are going to go to Feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund.
Yeah.
This is great.
That's
you wrote
correct.
The song, Mike?
Yeah, I came up with the whole lyric first, then I called my keyboard player who lives in Vegas, and we got the tempo and the key. Then we sent it on to our musical director who did the basic track, and then he sent it to Nashville where one of our guys plays the saxophone, and another guy in the group sings the high part. So it was, and then my son Christian sang his part from Santa Barbara. I did my lead in Lake Tahoe in my studio at home.
How
so it was different the way we did a record. Usually we all get together and do the track in the studio to, you know, simultaneously, but this way we sent it all around the country. Thanks to technology, we were able to do that.
You know, if people are fans of the Beach Boys, most people think of Brian Wilson as the producer, and he wrote, you know, an awful lot of the music, but I got to give a little credit to Mike Love because you wrote and produced the last big hit, Kokomo, right?
That's right. I was one of the writers. John Phillips came up with the melody of the verse, I came up with the chorus, the Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. And Terry Melcher, who produced it, came up with, ooh, I want to take you down to Kokomo. So it was a true, Kokomo is said to be our biggest selling single, and it was truly a collaboration.
I got to ask you one quick question. I know that you practice transcendental meditation, and I was thinking how incredible that must be for you now to find a sense of peace through that.
That's always been an enormous help for me. In December of 67, we met Maharishi in Paris, and he actually instructed us. He personally taught us transcendental meditation. And maybe a couple months later, I was invited by him to go to India, which I did. And in the spring of 1968, my birthday was spent in India, and so was George Harrison. We had birthday parties there, a lot of meditation, a lot of music. Mm-hmm. And it was just a fascinating time.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a pretty good time with George and the Maharishi.
That's right. We did. And you know, he always loved everything about India. You know, I did a song called Pisces Brothers because we're both Pisces. He was born February 25th, I March 15th. Wow. So, you know, there's a lot of fond memories from back in the day because of that. But the meditation does help a lot in terms of relaxation, and the word transcend means to go beyond. So you go beyond the normal, ordinary, day-to-day issues, mm-hmm. and for a few moments a day, you gain some real deep relaxation and peace and tranquility, which is awesome when it comes to dealing with life's problems, which, of course, so many millions are now.
Talking to Mike Love, his new song is called This Too Shall Pass. We're going to play a little bit of that in just a few minutes. If people wanted to get this song, can we get it on iTunes?
iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and what we're doing is any money that comes in, we're going to send it to Feeding America, which is a nationwide food bank situation. I think last year they did almost half a billion meals. In tremendous organizations.
Awesome, Mike. Well, good luck with it, and let us know when you get back out on the road so we can tell people all about it.
We sure will. Thanks, Scott.
Mike Love of the Beach Boys, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.